Well, last week we spoke to four different businesses to gauge the mood on how the tourist season has been for them. We spoke to a hotelier in Westport, a restaurateur in Sligo, an activity centre in Killary Harbour, and to Dublin Big Bus. They all had interesting observations about the year so far. But here to shed more light on the topic is Alice Manser, who's CEO of Tourism Ireland. That's the agency that promotes the island of Ireland overseas. Good afternoon.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Looking at the CSO figures for June, the most recent ones we have, the number of visitors does seem to be up on the same period last year. So where are those visitors coming from?
Oh, well, it's a good question. I mean, we tend to look at both the number of visitors and then the spend from the visitors coming in. And so if we start from spend, you tend to get about a third of the visitor spend coming in from North America, a third from mainland Europe, about 22% from Great Britain, and then 9% from other further afield places. If you looked at the actual visitor volume, it's a slightly different picture there. There you would have the majority of visitors coming from Great Britain, but they tend to come for a slightly shorter time period. Maybe, you know, 4 or 5 days versus North America, where they'll stay for up to 8 days. And that's why the revenue value from North America is so strong.
All right. So the Americans, they still come for longer and they still spend more.
They sure do. Yeah, they're a key market for us.
I seem to recall that a few years ago, there were high hopes of more visitors from Asia. And I know from China in particular. Has that materialized?
Well, I think COVID was a disruption for everybody and certainly for China as a market. So we're still just seeing that coming back. It's about 1% of revenue today. And part of that picture will also be direct access routes. So getting flights to China back coming in again. We've got a flight with one airline at the moment, but we'd love to see that build up over time, notwithstanding the Dublin airport cap.
Not surprisingly, the weather will always be a topic of conversation in this country. And I know that some of those we spoke to last week hoped that cooler temperatures and hotter temperatures on the continent, that might actually attract people to Ireland. Is that a realistic hope?
It's a great point. And actually, one of the buzzwords in the tourism industry to share with you is coolcations. So vacations that are that little bit cooler. And it certainly is a trend in terms of visitors, perhaps not choosing to go to the hottest locations right in the heart of summer. So that can play in our favour during the summer months. But the flip side to that is you're more likely now to want to go to a sun destination in spring or autumn. So we might face a little bit more competition in those seasons than we traditionally would have in the past.
Has there been any success in encouraging visitors to visit areas other than the old favourites, you know, Dublin and the Ring of Kerry and the Cliffs of Moher and Connemara and the like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was looking at people researching online to come to Ireland just today, and we've seen an 11% increase in people researching coming to Ireland over the summer months this year versus last year. And there's a good even spread on people's interest. So then it's about making sure that we give people enough compelling things to see and do across the regions that they're going to stay overnight and spend more, and that helps keep the accommodation sector and the food sector and so on healthy in the regions as well. So we're trying to create that virtuous circle.
There have been complaints, as you know, about prices, in particular the price of accommodation, the price of food, the price of something like car rental. Is there a real danger that those complaints are going to put people off?
It's a great point. So when we look at reasons why people overseas say they wouldn't come to the island of Ireland, there's a number of different blockers, and cost is one of them. But people's concerns about cost aren't out of line with other destinations. So for example, the Scandinavian countries, England, Scotland, are seen as higher cost than we are. You've got other destinations like Italy and Spain that are seen as particularly good value. So I would say we're perceived as middle of the road on cost, and the onus then is on us to make sure that the memories you can make here, the things you can see and do, are so compelling that people still see value in what they're going to spend.
Alice Manser, CEO of Tourism Ireland, thank you for being with us on
Thank
the
you.
News at One.